How's it going?
I'm pretty good.
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm not that great. I'm kind of in a funk.
What's the matter? Why are you in a funk, ma'am?
Well, I had a baby 3 weeks ago, and I have a 19-month-old son, and I'm really going nuts.
Oh, really? The baby's crying? Is your husband being supportive?
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's been out of town in business for the past week, though, and I'm...
Driving you nuts.
Yeah, the baby's good. It's just my son.
Yeah, well, where are the kids now?
I dropped my son off at my husband's aunt's tonight because I couldn't handle him anymore.
Which one, the baby one or the 19?
No, the big one. the older one.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
I know you love your kids. You'd fall on a grenade for them. But now that the reality has set in, here one is being so hard to handle that you actually had to drop him off somewhere because you couldn't take it anymore. If you had it to do over again, then would you maybe wait a little while to have these kids?
Oh, yeah. I would have waited, but, you know, it happened, so.
What do you mean it happened? You mean you just got married, you started hobbling, there's the kid number one, boom, there's kid number two.
And then I had a shotgun wedding, so.
Yeah, you were pregnant, eh?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the marriage as it's turned?
Yeah, my husband, we were going to get married anyway, but he kind of pushed it up a couple of years.
Yeah. But look at the mess you're in now. These kids are driving you nuts.
Yeah.
If you'd waited a few years till maybe you and your husband got a little more successful, you could have a third world person living there taking care of the children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice to be able to say, Bessie, handle it. I'm going out. Huh? Instead, you can't stand it. It's to the point now where you literally cannot stand to have the child in your presence. If someone had told you that when you were just a little snip of a lass, you said, nah, that wouldn't happen. It's to the point where you are so appalled by the demeanor of the 19-month-old, you literally had to drop it off at the aunt's.
Yeah.
Or for fear you'd approach it clutching a pillow firmly in both hands. Huh?
Yeah.
And now you're going home to the baby, who's probably not much better, crying, teething, colicky, lying in a pool of its own offally.
Actually, she's... pretty much a perfect baby.
Is she?
Yeah, she's really good. I was in labor for 1 hour, and she popped right out.
That's good.
She's been good ever since then.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a domestic goddess.
I'm sorry?
What?
You're a domestic what?
Goddess.
Oh, I see. You do nothing for a living.
Yeah, basically.
You sit there driving your car, running up the car phone bill at $1 a minute?
Yep.
To complain over your lot in life.
I'm desperate.
Yeah.
I just started smoking.
You just started smoking?
Well, I haven't in 4 years, and I thought I needed one, so...
Why, because the child drove you to it?
Yeah, well, no. I can't blame it on him.
Listen, one and all, who would have children too early before you're ready.
Yeah.
Driving along, anguished, child dropped off at the end, cigarette hanging out at a yap. Huh?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Well, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sooner or later, these kids will grow up, and what I want you to do is, are you taking birth control now?
Oh, yeah.
What are you taking?
An IUD.
All right, well, make sure you got that thing locked and loaded from this day forward. From now on, we're going to do things that are called planning, right?
Yeah.
From now on, we're going to take responsibility.
This baby factory is closed.
All right, well, from now on, we're going to go ahead and plan our big life events, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now hurl that butt out the window. That's all you need.
Okay.
Children with a rattling lung to mama. Huh? Leaning over the bassinet with a butt hanging out of your yap. You know how they make these flammable blankets? You'll be setting the whole house on fire.
No, I don't smoke in front of them.
Breathe deeply. Leave the kids at the ants every now and then. I don't want you eyeing a deep lake.
No.
Okay? I don't...